Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse cage.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in to the sound of my voice. Everybody locked in all across North America. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us in New York City. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app. We're tuning in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Sirius XM channel 158, and a smart speaker, if you got it, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You don't even have to lift a finger. This show, this is not the start. This is the second hour. Where have you been? I get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So whether you're driving in your car, vroom, 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 whether you're going to work, whether you're at work, maybe you're home already. Maybe you are sitting in your driveway, dreading going into that house. Whatever the hell you're doing, thank you for listening. We got a lot to discuss. We've gotten into Team USA basketball. They're going to go play France for a gold medal on Saturday. We talked about Noah Lyles. He won bronze today. No gold. He said he was. And he told everybody he has COVID. And in a few minutes, we're going to talk about some NFL preseason action. I should be excited. I'm sitting here in the studio. Right now, I see all the Carolina Panthers, all 900 of them, you know, running out onto the field in Foxborough. I want to be excited, but I'm not. I see Drake May. He's supposed to play. And it's just, Hickey, be excited. Help me. Come on. Where's excitement, right?
I got nothing for you. I'm sorry.
Damn.
No Bryce Damn. Young. And even we saw last year with Kenny Pickett, I think like every drive he had in the preseason was like a touchdown. Like him, George Pickens looked like the next Montana Rice. And then that lasted, what, a half? And I didn't make a quarter?
So you're saying it's a waste of time for even a young guy? Bryce Young was ass last year on a garbage team. Like, is it wrong for him to get any type of snaps today? Like nothing?
Oh, I'm not saying in terms of like, I'm more just saying, like, don't take the results, you know, actually translating to the regular season. With that said, I would agree with how bad Bryce Young was last year. And now having a new system, I think him and the rest of the offense could definitely benefit from a few preseason snaps. But not happening, unfortunately.
Come on. I'm going to have it on in the background. And, Hickey, by the time we get to the second quarter, I'm not going to know who any of these guys are, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, maybe Jacoby Brissett. And then other than that, I don't know who else from either side we'll really be talking about by, you know, 20 minutes into the game.
Oh, man. Well, Dave Canales will be making his head coaching debut for the Carolina Panthers, a team whose owner likes to throw water or drink on the opposing fans. And we won't see Bryce Young, the man who last season threw for 11 touchdowns and 10 interceptions on a garbage team. I guess we got to wait until the regular season to see him throw the ball to a Gamecock in Xavier Leggett. I got to wait. The guy looks like a beast. Here's the disappointing news. Dave Canales, he said that Bryce Young, don't hold your breath. He ain't playing tonight.
Bryce will not play. Okay, and then we'll take that kind of week to week and you know, get a sense for, do we need to get him out there in this system and kind of get a couple of series, you know, and do that. That's something that, you know, I've done in the past. We've done both. So for this game, he will not play.
Week to week, man, this is like, don't play him at all for all of this. This is why we're going to end up with 18 games of NFL, because nobody cares. It's like they're running live practices in the stadium just for fans to see. They could figure out, hey, we're going to put this guy. He's going to be the 53rd guy on the roster. Nobody wants to see this. We got two games tonight. Carolina's up in New England, and then we got Detroit taking on the New York Giants. And you would think that, you know, we got two head coaches who are making their debuts, Dave Canales, Gerard Mayo. We have Bryce Young, who's trying to show that he should be or should have been taken number one last year overall over C.J. Stroud. And then we got another guy. This is like he's a hometown dude, right? Like Drake May. He'll be making his NFL debut today for the New England Patriots. And he grew up in North Carolina. And so a little ironic that he's going to play, but he ain't even starting. Jacoby Brissett is going to get that call. And Gerard Mayo did say that Drake May, at least, he's going to play tonight. Listen.
Drake will play. Drake will play. And, you know, when he gets in the game, we'll talk about that. But he will play in the game. Okay. Look, everyone who is healthy enough to play in the game will play in the game. That's more than you've ever gotten before.
Look at Gerard Mayo. He's more Hickey. He's a nice version of Belichick. I can't even say a nice version of Belichick, right? Not even.
Personable version of Belichick? Does that work?
Belichick, well, how about he's nothing like Belichick, right? Nothing.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I don't think you want him to be Belichick, so yeah, that's fair.
Good for him. New England Patriots will win. Without even me looking at their schedule, Hickey, I'm just going to say the Patriots will win four games. Four or five games, right?
That's the number I had, four. I like it.
Let me actually now take a look at this schedule. I'm going to count the victories here. Let's see. Bengals, loss. Seattle, loss. Jets, loss. San Francisco, definitely a loss. I'm supposed to be counting the victories. Let me slow down. Okay,
Cincinnati. I got zero. I'll help count. I got zero so far.
Cincinnati, loss. Seattle, loss. Now, maybe they could beat Seattle. Maybe. Now, let's give them one, okay? Hickey, one, okay? Mark that down. One. The New York Jets are going to beat the Patriots. San Francisco is going to beat the Patriots. Miami is going to beat the Patriots. Houston is going to beat the Patriots. Jacksonville will beat the Patriots. The Jets, again, will beat the Patriots. Tennessee. They might beat Tennessee, so that's two.
Okay.
Chicago. They have to go to Chicago in November. They'll lose. Los Angeles, they'll lose. Miami. Miami twice. They're going to pick up a victory against the Jets or Miami, one of them. So,
okay.
How many wins was that? Three?
That is three so far, including that kind of floating win somewhere.
Okay. The Colts. Oh.
Don't you dare. Don't you. Hey, look, they beat him last year with Gardner Minshew.
I know, right?
In that epic high scoring London game. High scoring in air quotes. Germany game. Sorry,
that,
Germans.
That game was in Germany?
Yeah, those poor German fans. Oofa.
They love
10-6.
They love football.
Yikes.
Colts will beat them, and then they got a bye week.
Can't lose there.
They go to Arizona. They're going to lose in Arizona. Then they have to go to Buffalo before Christmas. They'll lose. You know, I'm going to give them one more victory. So what is that, four or five?
That is four.
Okay. There you go, four wins.
Boom.
Because they're going to win one of these games that I said that they weren't supposed to. They have to beat one of their divisional foes, more likely to probably beat maybe Miami or the Jets by accident or something like that. And I don't see him beating Buffalo. This is going to suck. Drake May, good luck, man. This is going to be fun. What we should be able to see with Drake May will play, Jacoby Brissett will start. What is Joe Milton going to look like, you know, coming out of Tennessee? And then Bailey Zappe. Bailey Zappe might not have a job by the time this preseason is done. And so, ironically, the NFL gets us going with two crap teams for this upcoming year. I don't know if the Carolina Panthers will be any better. It just really sucks that Bryce Young will not play. And maybe not. Hickey, you want to know, it's raining outside. You think that has something to do with it?
Could be. Yeah, I mean, this is right. This would be the time where there's no reason to actually risk it. If it's a little wet, slippery, we saw today the Jets did not have Aaron Rodgers go and join practices because of the rain. Maybe air on the side of caution couldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, the stadium in New England is halfway empty right now. What a shock. None at all. Detroit is a new, you know, Hickey, is it still pouring? It's pouring rain today, this minute, this second? Probably, right?
It does not look pretty. Yeah, I know it's supposed to be raining for essentially the duration of this show. So those are the real diehards. If you are in right now New England, if you are at Giant Stadium, or MetLife Stadium, excuse me, you are the die of the diehard. No doubt about it. Watch Drew Lock and a bunch of Panthers backups. Wow.
Yeah. Well, maybe they won't be out there getting violent. And speaking of violent, we did talk about, oh, man. Who swung the helmet yesterday, Hickey?
DK Metcalf.
That's the last dude you want swinging anything. And it was caught on, did you see it was caught on camera?
That was wild. NFL Network just hanging out.
Yeah.
In the background, whoosh.
Yeah, he bonked one of his own teammates in the head. It's like when Mason Rudolph got cracked in the head by Myles Garrett.
And Aaron Donald did the same thing. Remember that?
Oh, my.
The Bengals and that.
Listen, bro.
Joint practice? That's probably the scariest man on this planet with a helmet in his hand, Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald swinging a helmet at you?
DK Metcalf, though, not far behind.
No, he's not. That dude is built like a thoroughbred. That's a dangerous human being. New head coach, new problems, new issues. Mike McDonald said on the NFL Network, I'm proud of how my guys handled the whole skirmish. Listen to this.
Yeah, we're right on the line right now. And I think the guys realize that, like, hey, you know, let's take care of one another. We definitely don't want people fighting out here and stuff, and especially against our own teammates. But and then DK gave a great message at the end of the practice, just kind of putting us everything in perspective. The guys finished it out the right way. So proud of our guys.
Yeah, proud of our guys. That's another team that's going absolutely nowhere. Hickey, you know, there's certain teams on, what is this thing called? This is Sunday Ticket that I'm ignoring the living hell out of these teams unless I absolutely have to watch or there's something interesting about them. There's no reason that there's nothing in me that says, hey, man, you know what I need to do? I need to turn on the Seahawks. Nothing. Like, I'm going to be more interested in what the Carolina Panthers do just to see if Bryce Young actually gets better. I got no interest in watching a Seattle. Let me see who else. You know, I'll pop in on Arizona every now. You know what, Hickey? Maybe I'm a real jerk. it's really only Seattle.
Really?
Yeah.
How about the Giants? Are you interested in the Giants?
I just want to see how bad. I want to see Malik Nabers. That's it.
Okay.
I want to see if Daniel Jones can throw him the ball or whether or not Daniel Jones is going to get hurt. I can think of a reason to watch every single team. Every team, except for Seattle.
Damn.
I'm saying.
Titans, you're in on Will Levis?
You know what? They're behind. They're right behind them.
What about the Raiders? You want to see the Raiders?
I want to see Antonio Pierce. I want to see how long it takes for Davante Adams to get upset at everybody.
Okay. So they're...
Davante Adams said this week, he's like, this is not an ideal situation. That we have two quarterbacks right now who are battling it out for the number one spot. He says, oh, yeah, this is what we have to deal with, but it's not ideal. I'm pretty sure if he had it his way, he would have never left Green Bay, and if he did, he would have went somewhere else. I mean, he went to Oakland, or excuse me, Las Vegas, and then they got rid of his college teammate in Derek Carr, and now Derek Carr is languishing down in New Orleans. The people down in Louisiana don't even want him. It's sad. You're right. Thank you for reminding me. I don't need to see Tennessee. I don't need to watch Seattle. And that's it. I'll watch everybody else. But those are two teams, Hickey, that they really gotta do something to turn things around. There's no teams that you just go, I'm not watching these guys.
There should be like a little like alert or some like sort of option on Sunday Ticket, like DNS, do not show. I don't want any highlights. Don't even put them as an option to click on the game. Just they are out of sight, out of mind. Don't even bring them up. I mean, the Saints are one that are just like, I mean, you talk about like storylines to like that are hard to rally around or get interested in.
Yeah.
I mean, Derek Carr is what he is. Dennis Allen stinks as a head coach. I mean, I there's not a lot of excitement for me to watch the Saints this year.
They're here and they're like right down the road from, well, not that close down the road, but
close-ish.
They're close enough. You know, there's a real beef between Falcons fans and Saints fans. So here it's inevitable. But I hear you. One team that you know, how about this? We got all these loser ass teams not playing their stars. The team that just won the Super Bowl will be in action on Saturday. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to be taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who knows? This might be a future playoff matchup. You want to know who is going to play? Everybody. Andy Reid said all of our starters are going to be active. They're going to play in the preseason opener. Listen to what he said.
As far as the play time for this game, we'll go the ones for a quarter, just ones for a quarter, twos for the second quarter, threes the third quarter, and the fours for the fourth quarter.
Come on, man. Now, Hickey, maybe that's because who the hell has anything to prove on the Chiefs, right? Like, how many – they won a championship. How many guys do they need to send out there to evaluate? They have plenty of time. They know who they are. Everybody knows pretty much what their job is. You got a guy in Xavier Worthy. Everybody knows what his job hopefully is. A quarter? I'm surprised they're going to be playing a quarter. But look at the approach of a good team. I guess if you're a bad team, you just need to roll out tryouts. But Patrick Mahomes playing a quarter? That's okay, fine, whatever.
I think it does speak to your point, kind of just like, I mean, especially now with training camp being a lot less intense than it used to be, there's just not a lot of opportunities anymore to truly kind of, you know, get calloused up, as coaches like to say nowadays, and kind of get a real game feel. You can only do so much in like a joint practice, even still for quarterbacks and other guys. So like, I think there is something to kind of getting a game-like feel and kind of getting going through the motions when it doesn't count to see what works, what doesn't work, instead of just kind of rolling out week one and, all right, let's hope this works and see what happens.
You know what? Who am I to say this? Because I'm just a guy sitting in the studio. Ain't nobody hitting me. I'm not hitting nobody. I'm standing up here talking into a microphone. But these guys, they get picked. Go play, man. Like, go play. Like, you get better by going out there and playing. Like, what are we doing? I don't want to call an NFL player soft because that's offensive. I'm soft. These guys are not soft. But please, play. Do something. And, Hickey, once they take away one of these preseason games, there's even less of anything. Like, the guys will play in one game for like half a quarter, and when you think about 18 games, they will take the approach of game one to game two and three. That's the preseason. And people will love it, man. That's just modern NFL. We need to get used to it. Me, it's disappointing not to see Bryce Young out there. It's disappointing. I don't know. Just play the guys. Just get rid of the damn games already. Do it that way. You want to add 18 games. Put it on the back end, a real game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about someone. We're going to hear from someone who will never play an NFL game again. Because today, a former Super Bowl MVP announced his retirement. I'll tell you who it is. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
What is that, a joke? Hickey, that's a joke?
No jokes there. Just showing respect to a college great.
Okay. I thought you were going to say one of the greatest New York Jets quarterbacks of all time.
Well, I mean, the list is not long before you get to his name.
How sad is that? Hey, went to the AFC Championship game, a couple of them. Look at me. Oh, my God. Anyway, hey, I found a quarterback who is going to play in a preseason game. Caleb Williams is going to make his debut on Saturday against the Buffalo Bills. And so if you've been looking to see a product, another USC guy, go out there and do so, you don't got to wait long. Caleb Williams will be in action against the Bills on Saturday. You know, speaking of the Bills, they're doing a lot of talking for a team that's done a lot of faltering over the past few seasons, especially last year. You know, let's get into the Buffalo Bills at the top of next hour, because NFL.com put out some power rankings, and Buffalo Bills, they're not even in the top five. They done fell off. We'll get into that soon. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of falling off, I want to tell you about a Super Bowl MVP who did not even play in the NFL this year. And now he's done. He's cooked. His career is done. His name is Nick Foles. Earlier today, along with the Philadelphia Eagles, he signed one of them, I'm going to sign a contract and retire with you. That's what he did. And he decided to share with us a message. Take a listen to Nick Foles.
It's crazy to be in this moment, looking at this camera, officially announcing my retirement from the NFL. Thank you to the Philadelphia Eagles fans. Thank you for all your support from 2012 when I was drafted to 2017 when I came back. You truly made playing in Philadelphia the most special experience in my football career. This isn't the end. I know I'll see you soon. Thank y'all.
Okay. Nick Foles is 35 years old. Nobody picked him up last year after he was cut by the Bears back in May of 2022. He was drafted by the Eagles in 2012, third round pick. 2013, he threw 27 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. He sent him to the Rams in 2015. He was a backup in Kansas City in 2016. He took over for Carson Wentz, helped take the Eagles to a Super Bowl. Nobody saw that coming. Nobody saw this dude beating Tom Brady. 373 yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception in the Super Bowl. I remember that Super Bowl because I was actually happy that Tom Brady lost. I mean, sign me up. Besides Eli Manning, who beat Tom Brady twice, Nick Foles is in that same category. I'm pretty sure to this day, Tom Brady can't stand Nick Foles. And for a guy who was basically a journeyman throughout his entire career, he had some starts and then he had a lot of stops. He had successes and he had some failures. He's understood this the whole way. I mean, right after he won the Super Bowl, Nick Foles, he was talking to the media and he's just like, man, don't get fooled by social media. He said, people are out here failing every day of their life like me, and I'm a winner now. Listen to this.
You know, failure is part of life. That's a part of building character and growing. Like, without failure, who would you be? I wouldn't be up here if I hadn't fallen thousands of times, made mistakes. We're all human. We all have weaknesses. And I think throughout this, just being able to share that and be transparent. I know when I listen to people speak and they share their weaknesses, I'm listening because I can resonate. So I'm not perfect. I'm not Superman. Might be in the NFL and we might have just won the Super Bowl, but hey, we still have daily struggles. I still have daily struggles. But that's where my faith comes in. That's where my family comes in. And, you know, I think when you look at a struggle in your life, just know that, you know, that's just an opportunity for your character to grow.
I really can't think of anybody else. And you know, we gave you top six underdogs on, well, Hickey Tom Flies, man, that was yesterday?
Yesterday.
That was, why does that feel like 3 days ago?
Wow, time's really flying for you.
Damn,
jeez,
man. The top six list was yesterday?
Not even 24 hours old.
And Kurt Warner was on the underdogs list.
That's right, bagging groceries.
Bagging groceries to being a Hall of Famer. Now, Nick Foles, he ain't no Hall of Famer. He won a Super Bowl MVP. He was able to parlay that into an $88 million contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, I get it. It's the Jaguars, one of the dumbest organizations in sports. But it still accounts for something. Nick Foles is, Hickey, he is like Jeremy Lin. If Jeremy Lin actually won something.
Oh, okay. I like that comparison.
No. Because there's, how many stories do you get where a guy just comes out of nowhere and now is leading you to a championship? Like picking up the slack after an injury and just, hey, I got this, and goes to win a Super Bowl. Like, who does that? Nobody. Like, you're not going to see that in basketball. You're not going to see that in baseball. Baseball, there's so many different moving parts and pieces and players. You're not going to see that in hockey. You're only going to see that in a quarterback position. You know, here we go. Here's a recent example. He hasn't won anything yet. Brock Purdy, right? No, Brock Purdy.
No, that's a good one.
Like, think about this. If I got to think about the past 20, 25 years, quarterbacks who have come out, and it has to be a quarterback because the quarterback is the most important player, a position on any team doing anything. We got Tom Brady, okay? That's a crazy story. We have Nick Foles. We have Brock Purdy. The 49ers, he hasn't won a Super Bowl, but he's been amazing in his first 2 years. And I think that's it. Like, just a guy to come out of nowhere and pick up the slack. Everybody, there's a lot of guys who can do it for a limited time. I mean, we saw Joe Flacco get off of his couch and leave his kids. And the next thing you know, he's leading the Browns to the playoffs. And they ultimately got smacked around. But he did it. There's a lot of guys who can just do it for a limited amount of time. But to go on and have playoff success and take over the reins and drive you to a championship, I give Nick Foles credit. And I guess the Eagles have one of these. I do know because my man Hugh Douglas just went into it. They got a Hall of Fame. Hickey, you got to put Nick Foles in there, right? You have to.
I saw someone today advocating for number 9 to be retired.
Oh, come on. You gotta retire Nick Foles' number? What are we doing here?
He has a statue outside the stadium already.
Wait. When did they put a stat outside of Lincoln Financial?
Oh yeah. Him and Doug Peterson. That was erected hours after they won. Not really, but like I think by week one of the next year that was already out there.
They put a Nick Foles statue outside the football stadium.
Yeah.
May I interject here?
Sure.
This is true what Hickey is saying, but I think the pretense is a bit false. It's more of a statue to commemorate the Philly touchdown for the Eagles Super Bowl than it is a like Michael Jordan pose of Nick Foles. You know what I mean? So it is a statue of Nick Foles, but I think it's the moment that is the statue more than it is the human.
But the moment is possible because of?
Yes, but you're also forgetting. I mean, they also have a statue of Doug Peterson in front of.
It's the two of them. It's the two of them talking together.
Yes. I think right before the play was called.
Right, it's the Philly.
Yeah. Yes.
So we all know that moment. We were able to go through all that NFL film stuff.
He caught the touchdown.
Right. So it's not really, because, I mean, Peterson was fired, what, 2 years later? It's not really exactly a statue of the two humans in my mind. It's more of, it commemorates, this is our Super Bowl.
Okay. This is not, hey, all hail Nick Foles. Correct. I just looked at the statue. It is a statue.
Which is why I said you were not incorrect.
Foles.
You're not incorrect, but it would be, and they don't have this, but it would be similar to the fact of, like, let's say the Giants outside of their stadium had a statue of David Tyree making the catch by his helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you have a statue of David Tyree? I mean, the guy.
Eli. Put Eli out.
Right. But you would commemorate the moment.
Uh-huh.
Fine.
I'm just clarifying. That's all. I'm just clarifying.
I think you're right. That's fair. That's very fair.
I think it's kind of. And I get it. You celebrate whatever. I think it's lowbrow when you got statues celebrating moments. Like, what? Like, what's the point? Like, pick a figure and then put them out there. And Nick Foles ain't a big enough figure. What, Tom Brady, I already heard, he's getting a statue. How big is that statue going to be?
Not big enough.
Washington Monument?
They got something where they got to go further up into Maine to carve something out? Do they have land like that in Massachusetts? I don't think so. That's crazy. That statue, they got to make that statue, what, like 20? It has to be big as the Statue of Liberty. It has to be. Right? No?
It's fair.
I'm not arguing.
Knock down the lighthouse they got and just... Make Tom Brady the lighthouse.
Hickey,
you just go over there and start carving.
Right.
Yeah.
Hickey, somebody could whittle that now.
Me and you are here. Because the first thing, did they not add seats to where that stupid cutout was? They put seats there, right?
And a gigantic scoreboard.
Right. If the cutout was still there, well, you put a Tom Brady statue instead of that lighthouse that oversees the cutout, but they closed it and they put a video board there.
So you want like Tom Brady like looking down the statue on the field, judging the players in real time as Drake May throws an interception?
Put a, I don't know, 50, is that, how tall is the Statue of Liberty? Statue of Liberty got to be what?
You got to say 50
Three,
feet.
500 feet tall?
Oh, thank goodness.
How tall statue? It's not that big.
I would say 500 feet.
Yeah, it's not that. Oh, it's only 305 feet. It looks big because it sits on that stupid pedestal in the middle of the bay. I don't know how tall it is with the pedestal, but put Tom Brady on a pedestal and make it as big as a Statue of Liberty.
Does he get to stand next to Bill Belichick? Does he have a clipboard holding
it? Now you know damn well neither one of them would want that, okay?
Belichick Bill's like is, next to him, that statue is like 60 feet tall.
Yeah, Belichick
towers over him.
Belichick is like, put mine on the other side of town. Oh, no, you know what? Put it on the other side of the stadium, not next to him. Yeah, what a – these statues, man. And the Lakers and Crypto, they got like a million statues outside. I know they just put one of Kobe and his daughter Gigi. There's the original Kobe statue. A Chick Hearn has a statue out there. Shaq has a statue. Kareem has a. I've seen so many of these things out there. I don't even know. James Worthy, I don't know if he has one.
Kurt Rambis, no.
Kurt Magic has one.
Robert Horry.
Wayne Gretzky has one.
Oh, like, they do the Kings too, huh?
Derek Fisher, he knocked out some shots.
Gretzky has one out there. It's like you put the announcer, I get it. Chick Hearn has a statue. Yankees have Monument Park. Celtics have no numbers left. You gotta commemorate people. And Nick Foles has a statue with Doug Peterson outside of the link.
And let's be fair, that Eagles, that's their one Super Bowl, and they won it with a bunch of basically mercenaries. Because, I mean, the guys that you think of on that team are guys that weren't major, you don't have a Tom Brady. You had Nick Foles. Who was their running back? Wasn't it like Garrett Blunt?
A three-headed monster.
You know what?
Chris Long's there, one and done.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're going to put Jason Kelce out there, like there's not a lot, and you don't really get a center to be your, you know,
there's
thought
no
process.
Brian Dawkins, no yeah. Brian Westbrook. You know,
yeah, like they just didn't have a lot of.
We talked about this, Hickey, earlier in the show about how, you know, Rodgers is not playing, and a newsflash just went by. In context of this conversation, could you imagine, like, there's no, the New York Jets and the Giants, they don't have nothing because they play in front of an air conditioner, right? Mm. So, could you imagine if Aaron Rodgers and the Jets won a Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers would get a statue before Joe Namath? That's not nice, right?
Before Joe Namath, before Eli Manning, I mean, you
no,
can go
why doesn't up. Why doesn't Joe Namath have a statue even at like the Jets facility at Florham Park?
That's the thing. For the Jets and the Giants, like they botched this. They're not going to have statues out in front because you can't move them or change colors on them whenever, you know, different teams play. So you got to do this stuff at your practice facility. Let's be fair.
That stinks.
You want to do the Namath stuff, you got to do it in Florham Park. You want to do Lawrence Taylor, you got to do it at the Giant practice facility. Like, you can't put that in front of the building because neither fan base wants to see it.
Okay, so if this sounds bad. This would not go in the favor of the New York Jets. If they did a monument-esque park at MetLife, near the train station, right? They got space over there. What would the ratio be? Like 5 Giants to every 1 Jet?
Probably.
Let's think. With Altoon, Curtis Martin, Klecko. Who's the most recent guy that be? Darrell Revis?
Yeah. Mangold.
Nick Mangold. Joe Namath?
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anybody?
Well, I mean, yeah, we go back. You get the Matt Snells of the world. Mark Gastineau. Yeah. I mean, you can add in, like, the Jets lore. I mean, I'm sure Lance Mell and Wesley Walker. And you know,
that's doing too much. Now we're doing too much.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's guys. But Freeman McNeil.
But you're trying to even this up to the Giants.
Well, and that's the thing, because the Giants could turn around and, you know, when you bust out Lawrence Taylor and Harry Carson, you're talking about, like, you know, Hall of Famers, and then you add in the Phil Simms and the Eli Mannings. Like, there's a little bit more notoriety. Plus, it comes with the rings. I mean, the Jets Super Bowl, after we hear Joe Namath, not a lot of guys that we remember from 1969, because we never saw them play.
You know what? This is – the New York Jets are like the Clippers to the Lakers, right? Is that how it goes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. What a sad world.
Except the Giants don't win quite as much as the Lakers. Not even close.
Oh, well, who does?
That's true.
No, it's the Yankees. What is it? The Yankees, the Lakers, the Celtics, and then what? And not even the Oilers are in that space. What are they?
Montreal?
11?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Cardinals are somewhere in that area. I think Montreal, like the Canadiens, still have like something, 20-something. They just haven't won in forever in 93. So feels like it never happened.
Yeah, New York Jets got one. Miserable franchise. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You know what? When we come back, let's talk about the Jets. Because with Aaron Rodgers, they're not supposed to be miserable. They got a preseason game coming up against the Washington Commanders. Let's get into that. We'll talk about the NFL.com power rankings.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and 3-time gold medalist, 2-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. And like Amazon Prime, I'm a lot of things beyond what I'm best known for. I'm a girl mom to 2 teenagers, a dog mom too, an entrepreneur, a TV commentator, and I use my Prime membership pretty much every day for so many things. I am known for being quick and crafty on the soccer field, and I am definitely crafty at home, especially digging in with the girls' school projects. And I rely on Amazon Prime to have what we need and get it to us with the speed I am used to. With every change of season, I love to decorate our home. And where do I get ideas and the goods? Prime, of course. Not to mention with all the great streaming options, it's a total gold medal experience. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's Amazon.com/Prime.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, AutoTrader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai's bold family of EVs that bring a new kind of energy to your journey. The Ioniq 5 and 5N. Ioniq 6 and Kona Electric. The most electric EV lineup. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Yep. I'm from YouTube. That was me. We're in a fitted cap. Shout outs to New Era for all the free hats that they sent me as I sat in front of a Knicks banner and just waxed poetic. Congratulations to the Knicks. Speaking of stupid statues and whatnot, they had a press event to honor Jalen Brunson being named the captain. Had a little museum, had a charitable element to it, had some celebrities. Hickey, is it me or is that like screaming, we haven't accomplished or done anything in so long, we had to have an event to honor our captain?
Yeah, that's a little weird. Definitely a little weird. I don't know why you need a press conference, especially since the Knicks are the least public franchise like in the league. The GM, nobody knows what he sounds like. He doesn't talk ever, Leon Rose. So it was definitely... yeah, bizarre.
It was a thank you to Jalen Brunson for taking less money today, even though he'll probably make that money up in about another 3 or 4 years. Just real odd. They had a whole event because they named him captain. Like, what? It's like having a pep rally for the Knicks. Knicks are a weird-ass team. I don't know. Whatever. Speaking of weird-ass teams, right before we went to break, we did tell you about the New York Jets. We will not see Aaron Rodgers in action against Washington this upcoming Saturday. But Washington, their quarterback, is going to play. Jaden Daniels, who was selected at number 2 overall in this year's draft, he's a full go. He will play for the Washington Commanders. Dan Quinn is getting another lease at life as the head coach of the Washington Commanders. And everybody's going to have an opportunity to see what Jaden Daniels does at the quarterback position, even if he's only playing a few snaps or a series here or there. And I think the weather will be crap again probably on Saturday, unless the sun will come out by then. And someone who is impressed by Jaden Daniels is a multiple-time All-Pro. His name is Sauce Gardner. He's one of the best cornerbacks in the entire NFL. He's seen him play in joint practice. And Saw says, Jaden, he's the real deal.
He's going to be nice. I was just talking to him down there. He was like, I would have been able to get that throw over anybody but you. You know, we were just joking with each other. And you know, I know LSU, I know they talk a lot. So, you know, when we first lined up, I was talking about him. I'm like, he young. I was just trolling him. And, you know, he was smiling out there. So, you know, I just told him, like, man, you're gonna be real good, man. And, it was great to just be able to line up against him, and you know, as a corner, you want to go against a rookie quarterback, but he's one of those guys. Like he's developed, obviously. You know, he was drafted that high, but you know, he has some great throws out there.
Well, that would be good. Washington deserves somebody that they can rally around, and Dan Quinn. Everybody loves Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn deserves a second shot. Now, where does Washington fit in the NFC East behind the Eagles? Just it. And the Cowboys. Maybe they'd be fighting it out with the New York Giants if Daniel Jones is actually healthy enough to go on out there. And speaking of healthy enough, this will be fun. The Browns are going to play the Packers on Saturday. Jameis Winston, for whatever reason, because it is Jameis, we can expect to see him. Jameis Winston is already bigging up Deshaun Watson. He's already Deshaun Watson's biggest cheerleader. And Jameis Winston bigged him up today in the most Jameis Winston-esque way possible. Listen to this.
I think that's one of the things that a lot of people forget. When you can go out, you can see practice, you can knick-knack this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Deshaun Watson is going to turn it on. He always going to find a way to shine when the lights come on. Man, I just rhymed. Oh my, can I leave off that one? I know that one's going to hit.
Oh, man. Look, Deshaun Watson won't play against the Packers, so you can get ready to see a whole lot of Jameis Winston out there. And even having said that, Hickey, for all of these athletes who have these podcasts, why doesn't Jameis Winston have a podcast? He should, right?
Great question. He absolutely should. Like, that was incredible. It sounded like he just did it off the rip. That is, he's funny. He's different.
And I don't even think he's trying. He's just being himself.
That's the best part. I'm with you.
All these years later, I think he stole the crab legs by accident. Right? Like, there's no way that that guy stole crab legs out of Publix. He had to have thought that, you know, they were a gift. Had to.
I need the police report of his explanation when they first arrested him.
We can public record, right?
That's true. I got to hear what he said. It had to be something witty and funny.
We can look up public records in Tallahassee and look it up. What a guy that is. Tell Draymond we don't need his podcast. Tell Draymond to quit. What's the other? Trey Young, stop. Paul George is okay. Is there a football player with a podcast? Is there one?
Got one. There's some Colts players that have a podcast, but it hasn't really got much traction, I guess, nationally.
Colts stink.
Which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
The Kelce brothers. And one retired, God. But.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Let Jameis be the first NFL dude. Active guy with a pod. All these NBA dudes are podcast. We got a guy going over to Israel. What's that idiot's name? Patrick Beverly? He's going to be doing live podcasts. Whatever. Tell Jameis to get a podcast. I'd listen to that one in my free time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Someone who doesn't need a podcast, Josh Allen. He needs to actually win. And the NFL, NFL.com, they don't think he will. I'll explain. The JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. I'm mom to two teenage girls, and quality time together is prime time. We love to cook, and I have an obsession, a healthy one, of course, with cooking utensils. Where do I turn? Amazon Prime, to get them fast. And when they arrive, where do I turn? To Prime to stream the best cooking shows. And then for dessert, what do? The Rampone team streams. Each of us gets to be the captain and pick the show. Right now, we're all over British TV, part of a Prime subscription. I think a trip to the UK is in the future. And of course, we'll get all we need for that trip. From workout clothes to raincoats, from plaids to luggage, from travel guides to umbrellas, from streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's Amazon.com/Prime.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, AutoTrader.